Today, the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, or PG&E, announced it will pay the city of San Bruno $70 million in restitution from the pipeline explosion of September 9, 2010, which killed 8 people and destroyed dozens of homes. Jim Ruane is the mayor of San Bruno, which has a population of about 40,000 people. I asked him what the settlement does.
Well, the settlement puts $70 million in a bank account, and then after this money is confirmed in the account and PG&E is guaranteed it will be there within 30 days, we will set up a not-for-profit entity to manage those funds. And along with that, we'll get public input from all of our citizens, our whole community, our city, to find out what people would like to see done with this money. And so there's nothing been targeted yet. We haven't even done a lot of speculation as to what people would like to see, but it's something going forward that hopefully will help to soothe our community. We are still traumatically affected and will be, frankly, forever. We'll never really be the same. And this is totally separate from a $50 million fund that PG&E has set up, a trust, to actually rebuild the infrastructure, if you will, the sewer lines, the water lines, the streetscape, the park, the canyon, all the different things that have to be rebuilt because of this blast. So this will be totally separate. It will not be used to pay for city salaries, will not be used to balance any budget, nothing. It won't be used to take care of our general fund, if you will. It's going to be totally separate. And our understanding from PG&E, and we have asked them, and they have confirmed with us that this money is from shareholders, not ratepayers, and they will not go to CPUC to try to recoup this amount in increased rates.
And so you said that there's going to be a community process to determine what you're going to do with this, the money, with the settlement funds. What will that process look like, and how long do you expect it to take?
Well, a little bit too premature to say that. I want to get the money in the bank first and then see how we're going to set up this not-for-profit entity. And then we'll be talking to the staff at the city to see how we're going to set it up. What we've done in a lot of other cases that really had nothing to do with this is we set up maybe citizens advisory committees, or we have total public input, especially concerning this terrible tragedy we had. We've involved the community in every step of the way with public meetings, informational meetings, social meetings, to find out what they'd like to see in their neighborhood going forward, the flexibility we might have for streetscapes and planting and those types of things, for instance. So there's a lot of questions still left unanswered. PG&E purchased a number of lots there from people that were not coming back. We still have to talk to them about the disposition and how we're going to handle those. So we still have a long way to go, but in principle, PG&E agreed a number of months ago in August. We started discussions with them, with Chris Johns and myself.
And let me just mention that Chris Johns is the president of PG&E.
President of PG&E.
Go on, you told him.
We went to them and said, we as a city have been harmed too. We are victims in this, the city as a whole. It's not, and I don't say just the neighborhood lightly, but it's not the neighborhood. There's a lot of other permanent lawsuits going on with the victims and their attorneys with PG&E. A totally separate issue that we are really not privy to. Those, I hope, PG&E will settle sooner than later. They're scheduled for a trial coming up here in, I believe it's June, and they're trying to get, I think the county wants a special master, if you will, to try to look at them all together. But there are literally hundreds of plaintiffs out there, and the city is really not involved in that particular endeavor.
Were these negotiations tough?
In principle, the PG&E agreed that they had damaged the city. They said, yes, we do agree that you are, in fact, a victim. And then when we sat down at the table, we walked through a lot of, as lawyers do, a lot of, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. And then things kind of hit a standstill about a month ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we decided instead of being, the city going through all of this, and if you will, nice guys with the gloves on, we decided to hold a press conference and bring PG&E to task to say, wait a minute, this has to go quicker. We need you to sit down with us realistically and let's get this thing settled. I spoke to Chris Johns. He suggested that the principals speak, if you will. And we didn't talk about so much dollars and cents other than I told him, Chris, we kind of know what you want and you know what we want. Let's get this done. Make this happen. And he did, and we did, and I'm glad to say that within 30 days that money will be in the bank, and then we'll move forward to the next chapter of this story.
What is that next chapter?
Well, the next chapter will be, every day's a new one, I can tell you. The next chapter is finding out what the public would like to see done with this money, as well as part of the next chapter is actually digging in the streets to replace all of the things with the trust fund that have to be done. We have a long way to go. I mean, there's 13 residents right now ready to actually move back into their new homes, which is just great. Probably another 12 to 13 that are in the planning process, and maybe another 12 or so that will not come back, as far as people that do not want to rebuild, and then obviously some people can't come back. So that every day is a new chapter for us. It's uncharted territory for a lot of this type, and we've looked into this with our negotiating team. This type of settlement we don't believe has ever been enacted before, where a utility actually pays a city and says, you know, I'm sorry that this happened. We hope this restitution will help you going forward.
It was about a year ago that the National Transportation Safety Board issued a report that blamed PG&E for baffling mistakes and lax oversight. What reforms have happened as a result of the San Bruno blast?
Well, we were in Washington to actually accept the report in August of last year, and they not only blamed PG&E directly, they blamed the CPUC. There are a lot of recommendations that they had.
CPUC is the
forward.
California Public Utility
yes,
Commission.
Correct.
Yeah, go
correct.
On.
So they put out a lot of recommendations, and hopefully PG&E, and Chris Johns told me after this happened, he said, okay, we'll take responsibility, and it's my intention, he said, to implement every single one of these recommendations. So I know they've been hydrostatically testing the lines all over the Bay Area, line 132, the one that blew in our community. They've tested it up and down the peninsula, and it blew twice since then with hydrostatic testing, water testing, once in Woodside and once, I believe, in Palo Alto. So they have a lot of work to do. They've had some record-keeping issues that the CPUC, I believe, is going to talk about. They're coming down here with their first hearing and first penalty phase of the record-keeping issues, I think today. Today, if it's not going to be put off, it was supposed to be a week ago. So they have fines and penalties going forward, and they will probably be fairly substantial. So, PG&E has a lot of work to do. Let's just get on with it.
And you were about a year into your tenure as mayor when the PG&E blast happened in 2010. How has it been trying to get on with it and try and help this community heal?
Well, the strength for all of us has been this community. We've always been tight. We're a special little city, we feel, as probably a lot of cities do. But when this happened, the outpouring of help within our community and from without our community was just unbelievable. Some things you have to try to, you sit there and you try to rationalize, well, this and that. And sometimes you just have to sit back and accept things, accept the heart of this community, how wonderful it is, the people, how they get together. It's just been, in some ways, a very, very, as you can imagine, very, very difficult experience, but in other ways, a very heartening and wonderful experience to see this community come together.